Yes, my name is Josiah Smith. I am a second-year seminary student here at Bob Jones Seminary. I've been here at Bob Jones for 6 years. I've served as a chaplain. I've been an intern at several churches around America, and I am happy to be presenting the word to us here tonight, or today, I suppose. If you could, turn in your Bibles to Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. As you turn there, I will be reading from Malachi chapter 2, verse 17. There's a situation going on in Israel at this time. This is after the exile. They have returned. They've rebuilt the temple. And there's some situations going on that people are not in love with the Lord. They're not fearing the Lord as they should. And we see in verse 17 of chapter 2, "You have wearied the Lord with your words. But you say, how have we wearied him? By saying, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or by asking, where is the God of justice?" There is a problem here, a problem that we see even today, even in circles that we might even run in. Of those who do evil, of those who glorify evil, and would say that it is a good thing, that it is praiseworthy, that it is something deserving of merit, of maybe even God's blessing. That wearies God. He has given to us in the Word what he desires, things that he loves, things that he values. And we would go against that. Sometimes our heart would go astray, and maybe we wouldn't openly say it, though some do, that we do what is evil and we are okay with it. We make excuses. We say, oh, that's all right. The same people who do this may ask, where is the God of justice? What's the problem with this? Certainly, David asks for God to be just. The problem is that they are doing what is evil and then condemning God for not punishing that same evil. They want God to be just, but not to them. They want God to be righteous so long as what they do, maybe what we do, is unpunished. So I think about a concept in Scripture, a concept discussed in Malachi chapter 4, that of the day of the Lord. Specifically, the great day, the last day of the Lord. Now, any time in Scripture it talks about the day of the Lord, it is referring to any period of time where God enacts judgment and blesses that which is righteous. He judges the wicked and blesses the righteous. We see this in Exodus. When God destroys and condemns and decimates Egypt for their brutal treatment of Israel. And you see God blessing Israel by taking them out of Egypt. We see that paralleled and exemplified at the cross, where God destroys evil. He judges evil by punishing his son on the cross and by bestowing his righteousness onto his children. So we have this day of the Lord concept in Scripture. And I'd like to explore it from Malachi chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch." One reason why the day of the Lord concept is not discussed very openly or very commonly is because it seems cruel. It seems mean. God judging people, God punishing those that we may consider as innocent? That is not the picture that God presents. God is not judging those who are innocent. God is not hurting those who have done no wrong. In this final day of the Lord, sometime in the future when Christ returns, those that do not accept Christ as their Lord, as their Savior, will be revealed for what they truly are. That they hate that which is good. They hate peace. They hate joy. And at this point in time, what we see now, there is a common grace upon all people. Everybody loves good things. But in that day, that common grace will be taken away, and people will be revealed for who they really are. And those that love wickedness, they will be wicked. So as we think about the judgment, God is not judging innocence. God is not punishing innocence. God is punishing and destroying and removing from existence that which is evil, that which hurts, that which causes pain, that which kills. We think about the situations we go through life. Certainly there are many of us who suffer through sickness, through illness, through the wickedness of some other person. Whatever it may be, whatever your trial is, God will not stand to have that be the norm for eternity. God will not allow wickedness and death and sickness and pain to last forever, but has promised that one day when he comes, on this day of the Lord, that he will bring to destruction death itself, that it will be removed. Now, the day of the Lord is not just for judgment. It is a day for blessing, for reward, for justice, both positive and negative. We see in verse 2, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts." Think of that picture from verse 2. "Shall rise with healing in its wings, leaping like calves from the stall." Those who fear God, fear his name, will be blessed and blessed eternally on this day of the Lord. How do we respond? Well, as we think about prayer, we pray that we would fear his name. That not just us, but many would come to fear his name. Bible conference here at Bob Jones is about the harvest. It's about going out, sharing the gospel. This is the message we should be bringing. That there is a day coming where righteousness will be blessed. We want all to be a part of it. To be blessed with this righteousness, with this joy. We should pray. We should pray praises. Praise God for his righteousness, for his faithfulness, that he will not allow evil to stand, but will bring justice to the unjust, to the wickedness, and to the just, to the righteous. If you could quick turn to Psalm 13 as I close this as we enter prayer. I want to read a psalm, a prayer of David that exemplifies this. Psalm 13. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God, Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me.